السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Ulama e Kiram, respected brothers, sisters, listening over receivers. Since the beginning of Ramadan, we have been doing Muraqabah of Maut, this part of the time, after the Taraweeh prayers. We have covered many, many different angles, and I've explained repeatedly over the nights the purpose of having this Muraqabah of Maut rendered and recited. Because we are all living in this world which is filled with temptations. We are all living in a world that is full of fitnas, full of temptation. All around us, there is nothing but temptation. Wherever the person is working, there is temptation. One person said, I'm working all night in a company or in a business. I'm the only rooster, only hens there. Now obviously, this person, how much of temptation for him? Now what must he do? He's trying to change his life, he wants to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, he wants to bring ibadah, dhikr, tilawat in his life, he wants to bring obedience to Allah Ta'ala's commands. I say this is the environment that I'm in. So like that in the schools, colleges, universities, everywhere, we can't say now leave all those things and go away on the mountain tops or into the jungles. We need different kinds of faculties. Now that is our weakness of the Muslim Ummah. That if you have to look at the years gone by, the amount of money that was wasted, weddings, walimas, lavish feasting, and all kinds of expenditure which had absolutely no value, all gone down the drain. And it runs into millions and millions of rand. That is what the Muslim Ummah should have done. The Muslim community should have established their own universities, their own colleges, their own institutions of learning, and created the right environment. But if we don't have it, then we'll say that the person must try his level best wherever he is. Try his level best to whatever extent he can make amal, he must make amal. And over the weakness, then he'll make the wise step far. But what is it that will prevent him from engaging in those sins and falling for those temptations? It is either the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala or the fear of Allah Ta'ala's azab and punishment. These are the two things. Now, if the person does not have a level of muhabbat and love for Allah Ta'ala which restrains him, and neither does he have that kind of fear of Allah Ta'ala's azab. In the qabr, this will happen, akhirah, this will happen. He doesn't even have that. So neither does he have love, nor does he have fear. So what else are we going to then give him as a prescription? We'll say, well, then at least something that you believe in and truly believe in is maut and death. And irrespective of who you may be, in which field you may be, a person can be in any field. So irrespective of who we are and where we are and what kind of position we hold in society and what kind of wealth we have, but this is something that is certain, that death can come any time, any place, anywhere, in any condition. There is no guarantee that the person cannot die in a disco, cinema, theatre, adultery, fornication, watching porn sites, popping drugs, as I always say, Idwaz, Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in any of these actions. Because it's a reality, it's a haqiqat. On the Eid day, a person's body was found in an escort agency. On Eid day, the undertakers, they informed me that they had to pick up this Muslim brother. And then don't we know of those Muslims that came and those prostitutes that drugged them up. And they died. So these type of things are happening. It's happening everywhere. Disaster strikes suddenly. So the person can be in any situation, any condition. So this majlis and this program is not for some philosophical discussion. For that we can have other bayans and programs and listen to other talks. This is philosophy of life. This discussion is the philosophy of life. No matter whether he's a philosopher or he's a scientist or whoever he may be, but death is a certainty. As I've said many times, that two things are very, very certain. Death and taxes. Two things are certain. The poorest of the poor also has to pay some kind of tax. He will pay somewhere VAT along the line. Few items may be exempted. He too will have to pay. And then look at the number of things in which we are paying taxes. And then look at the wastage of the taxpayers' money. So death is a certainty. So therefore we discuss this muraqabah of maut so that at least in the month of Ramadan, we do some kind of training, mental training, that we prepare ourselves mentally, that death can come suddenly. So if there is a temptation, then we straight away realize that temptation can lead you into trouble and make you cry. As we discussed yesterday. Temptation leads people into trouble in this world, in the akhirah. So muraqabah of mouth is not to frighten anybody and put fear and, because the Muslim there is, for him it is a bridge over which he crosses into the hereafter. Al-mawt jasdun yusilul habiba ila al-habib, connects us with our Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how else can we meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without leaving this world and going into Jannah? So there has to be mouths to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those beautiful couplets, I don't know how many times I must have recited. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. That veil covering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance, those veils of noor covering Allah ta'ala's countenance will be removed. We will be able to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as we see the full moon, and nobody bumps and pushes anybody. There is no need to fight with anybody. You can raise your eyes and see the full moon. Like that, the people in Jannah will look at the full moon. Or they will look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the Muslim, to him, it's not something frightening. It's not something that he must be scared of. Of course, because we don't do anything. We displease Allah ta'ala all the time. So therefore, we must have that balance. At one side, hope of forgiveness with our istighfar and tawbah, and one side fear of Allah Ta'ala's azab that is in his place. At the same time, we must be desirous that we want to meet our Allah. For whom else are we making all this namaz? For whom did we fast? For whom do we make salatul taraweeh 20 rakats? And for whom do we make zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran Sharif? And for whom are the people now making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif? All this ibadat, for whom are the people giving charities, sadqat and khairat and zakat? Everything we say must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. For the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So what kind of a lover of Allah Ta'ala is that? That he's doing everything for the pleasure of his beloved, but he's got no desire to meet the beloved. Can that person be a true lover? That he's got no desire to see the beloved, meet the beloved. So every Muslim, it should be in his heart to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is his beloved. And where else can he get that except in Jannah? And how can you go to Jannah without this bridge of death? Until you don't cross this bridge of death, how can a person then go to Jannah? So if the Muslim is trying his level best, doing the right things, then he must have umid and have hope, and make a lot of istighfar and tawbah over the shortcomings. Then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will forgive him, and after his death he will get, on the day of Hashar, a crossing of the pul sirat like lightning and entry into Jannah. And that is where then you will be able to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is the reason why we do this muraqabah of mawt. Otherwise I know there are lots of things that we can discuss. There's so many different topics. But we're not getting the himmat and the courage to make amal on so much that we are listening. So much we are listening to, but how much tawfiq of amal are we getting? So there has to be some kind of a break that has to be put over this temptation. And the only break that seems to work in most cases is if that person truly remembers his death. Especially when he is in a haram establishment or a haram action. And at that time, if he's a true mu'min and suddenly the thought of death comes, that angel of death can take my soul in this state. Suddenly the person can leave this world. How many people went to bed and they slept forever? They slept forever, never got up. In the evening they spoke to the family and then they said, I switch off the light, now he's asleep. They switched off the light and the light of their life switched off also. It switched off, finished, never got up. How many cases like that? How many people in wrong places, suddenly angel of death takes the soul away? And how many people in good places, they lose their soul? So death is a certainty. So that becomes that break. Doing for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Reminds me, I was in another country, one young person mentioned about his parents. He said that I do all their khidmat, I do everything for them. But yet, they will praise and talk very highly of my brother or some other family member that comes once in a while with some packet of chocolate or sweet. Say they'll talk very highly of them. Yet I do all the khidmat and service. So sometimes I become despondent. I'm doing so much for them and they don't even appreciate. So I said, my dear friend, what do you want? That every time you do some service, you do some khidmat for your parents, then they must have one meeting and pass vote of thanks. Every time they have some vote of thanks for the son. MashaAllah, you did some khidmat. So we'll announce over the radio station, there'll be vote of thanks. I say, if your parents had to say that when you were growing up, that for everything the mother did, for everything the father did, there must be appreciation and vote of thanks, what would have happened? I said, remember one thing. You are doing it for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure. Do it for His pleasure. I said, do for Allah's pleasure. Then He will give you from His treasure. He came to the airport to see me off and he said, I've engraved it on my heart. Do for Allah's pleasure, He'll give you from His treasure. Say, at the most, if the parents thank you too, then what? But if Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased and He starts giving you from His treasures, then what is that in praises of the parents in comparison with what Allah Ta'ala is going to give from His treasures? So do for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, He will give you from His treasure. So this mawt, muraqabah of mawt, is for that reason. It's not to frighten you. So we should be reading more about the ayat of Jannah. Muslim must read about the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Read the verses of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, power, might, glory. Develop that kind of love that, and keep on looking at all the ni'mats and bounties that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. That is how the muhabbat will increase. Which other way is going to increase? The morning we get up, Ya Allah, Ya Shukr, Ya Ihsan, Ya Fazal. that I can still see my parents, I can see my children, I can see my wife's face, I can see my way to the bathroom, I can see my way to the shower, I can see my way to the masjid, I can drive my car, Ya Allah, you kept my eyes salamat this part of the morning. Increase the shukr. Ya Allah, I can still hear the voices and sounds, and I heard the alarm also, and I'm hearing the azan also, and now so much of things a person will have to listen to during the day, by increasing the shukr. So like that, every part of the body he increases his shukr. And thereafter then he looks at his car, he looks at his home, he looks at his business, he looks wherever he's going. The person arrives on time at his business or profession. Now that's again a cause for shukr. How many people get stuck in the traffic? How many people in some accident finish, they don't reach their businesses and professions? How many people were held up, hijacked, murdered, killed? So now this person arrives safely and on time. So now that will increase the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, it is you who made it easy for me. Other way I could have reached you on my own. Then again the person, whilst he's driving, he'll see so many people on the way, early part of the morning, they walking and walking and walking. No car, no bus, no scooter, nothing. They have to walk miles and miles, little children walking miles and miles to go to some school, or people going to bring water from somewhere, or they're living in shacks and huts, and or standing at the bus stops and railway stations, and we are driving past in our cars. So at that time again, cause for shukr. ND 3590, please remove your car. So now that again will make the person think that, Ya Allah, it's your ihsan upon me that you gave me. And even if the person had to take bus or he had to take a taxi, again shukr, Ya Allah, at least I can afford to take this taxi, take this bus. What if I didn't have that kind of money also? How many of them are walking just because they can't afford that 20 rand and 10 rand also for bus fares? So how much of ni'mat Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now when the person is going to look like that, then he'll increase his shukr. One day we were returning from one town where I had gone to some program and started raining very heavily. Obviously, and it was just the time for closure of business. People were coming out, hordes of people coming out and rushing to bus stops and everything else, and heavy rain now. And many of them were standing and waiting. Now in the rain, they suddenly got caught. Sudden downpour. Now driving past, so I stated to a friend of mine, here also. I said, at least we can do this much. That Ya Allah, all these people who are standing here and waiting for buses and waiting for taxis, how much of your ihsan upon us that we are driving past in our car and going back to our town or city. Now these people, we don't know when they will reach home, or when they will get the bus, when they will get the taxi. So Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Make it easy for them. Somehow make it easy for them to get their transport home. Make some dua for them, at least if you can't do anything else. So when we are going to look at the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then our shukr of Allah will increase. Otherwise we will always feel that we don't have this, we don't have that, we don't have that. If we are going to look at people who are having more than us, then we will always feel that we don't have enough. But when we are going to look at those who don't have what we have, then we will increase our shukr. So this remembrance of mouth is not just to fright. One place was a madrasa, and in front of that is a graveyard. In front of the madrasa is a graveyard. So lightheartedly, as one said to the principal there, because little children come there for studies. So I said, your madrasa is well situated. That if anybody make mischiefs, they will send you there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq of amal. حسن ظاہر پر اگر تو جائے گا. Now we continue. Those who would like to know what happened over the past number of nights here, then get a copy of the tape from the library. If there is any profit, then it will go to the masjid, not in my pocket. حسن ظاہر پر اگر تو جائے گا عالم فانی سے دھوکا کھائے گا. حسن ظاہر پر اگر تو جائے گا عالم فانی سے دھوکا کھائے گا. یہ منقش سانپ ہے ڈس جائے گا, رہن غافل یاد رکھ پچھتائے گا. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. حسن ظاہر پر اگر تو جائے گا عالم فانی سے دھوکا کھائے. You are just going to look at the outward beauty, glitter, glamour, then you will become ghafil of the akhirah. Because everywhere in the world, wherever there are temptations towards sins, there is always glitter, glamour, shine, brightness, music, doom, dam, everything is taking place. You have to have that to attract shaitan's invitation. It has to be extended for music, drum, dancing, singing, gambling, adultery, fornication, drinking, wine, women, song. That is, these are the things. And then again those halls and those establishments also, you will find all kinds of lights, blue, red, green. Those who go to the rave clubs and discos. And the noise and the sound and everything, it deadens the nerves of the person. Deadens the nerves of spirituality. The person goes away crazy, then he forgets the akhirat altogether. Completely forgets the akhirat. One young friend, after attending the programs and everything else, alhamdulillah, gave up his drug habits, gave up his raves, club, and his other evil habits. Hafiz of the Quran Sharif also. But after coming out from all that, alhamdulillah, for some time he went straight. And then he was writing that, alhamdulillah, enjoying life now, and found some peace, some happiness, some sukoon. And he went in detail. In fact, one of the letters that is published in that book, Kicking the Habit, the Talks of Mind, is his letter. That is a very mild one. He didn't mention really what he was doing. Any case, he came out. Then he went to Johannesburg. After some time, 1-2 years or something, he went back to Johannesburg. And there he met up with those same friends again with whom he used to go and visit. Go to the discos, go to the rave clubs and all, he met them again. So again, the shaitani temptation started. He tried to resist it as much as possible, but finally it overcame him. So he decided to go. So once again he changed into his shirt, pant, took off his hat and tried to disguise himself and he went there. And he said that as he entered, everyone that was dancing in there, to him now they appeared like long, tall snakes, big, big cobras. He said he's trying to look nicely that these are human beings or what, but they're looking like cobras all dancing. He got the fright of his life and he ran out from it. Allah Ta'ala saved him. He mentioned this incident to me. So what a letter of ibrat it is. Lesson. So ye munakkash saamp hai das jayega. Coincidentally, it's the same thing. I was just talking about snakes. So you see, if you're going to go just by this outward glitter, glamour and shine, there's nothing wrong if it is within the parameters of Sharia, the person is having some kind of a bri or is having some kind of feasting or some kind of entertainment for the family or friends and get together and they talk and and enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing wrong with that. But here we're talking about this haram entertainment. So he says, ye munakash saamp hai, das jayega. Rehna ghafil yaad rakh pachtayega. He says, this glitter and glamour is like the skin of the snake. The skin of the snake. We all know that they make handbags with the snake skin. They make shoes. They make so many different things with snake skin. And it is considered to be an article that is sought and looked for. There's lots of snakes, their skin has got such kind of shine and such kind of beauty. But yet they are snakes. Nobody says that just because it has got beautiful skin, so now let me put my hand out into the mouth of the snake. Nobody says that. They say, munakkash saamp hai, das jayega. Don't go by the outward beauty. That's what he's trying to say. Love your wives. But these other beauties, say they are munakkash saamp. Skins may be beautiful, but they are saamp. They are snakes. They are cobras. They are pythons. And that person said the same thing. He said, when he went in there, now his friends, they are seeing human beings dancing there, girls and boys dancing. And in his sight now, he says, he can only see huge, tall cobras dancing. Allah Ta'ala saved. Now you say, how did that happen? Now this, we don't have an answer to every how. There are lots of things we don't have an answer. Somebody asked, why is the flower, the rose flower, why does it have that kind of scent? And why is it that the sunflower doesn't have that kind of fragrant smell as the rose flower? Now, do we have any answer? Everybody asks like that, we have answers. This is flower too, that is flower too. We will have to admit somewhere that it is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power. So his sight immediately appeared like that to save him. That you change your life, you made tawbah istighfar, you are becoming mine. Now where are you running away again? You are becoming my banda, and now suddenly you want to become the banda of shaitan and nafs. So run from it. Munakkash saamp hai, does that. We stop here. Muraqabah of mouth. And as announced, 9:15 to 9:30, we'll have a little break. So that those people who are here from Isha time, Tarawih, and drink some water. Or when they go, we will come for 10 minutes, 15 minutes and be back here. As far as the Atikaf people are concerned, you only go outside there if you have to go. Otherwise, drink some water here. And wait. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your coming. And then we'll have after that, inshallah, as we had on the 21st, a little bit of zikrullah, a little bit of dua, a little bit of ashar. 23rd night, make the best of it. Wallah, there were so many people who, so many SMSs, emails, letters after the 21st night zikrullah program that we had, late night after the half past nine. Many people had some experiences after the program, while they were engaged in their ibadahs, breaking down, hearts melting, tears rolling. Somebody dreamt of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam laying out a dastarkhan, giving khajur, giving pomegranates, giving apples to this sinful servant of Allah Ta'ala. Speak now for about 15 minutes, inshallah. Akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.
सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई, सहारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई, हमारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई, सहारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई, हमारा नहीं है। समंदर का साहिल पहाड़ों का दामन, समंदर का साहिल पहाड़ों का दामन, बजुज आह के कुछ सहारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई, सहारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई, सहारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई, हमारा नहीं है।
नहमदुहू व नसल्ली अला रसूलिही करीम अम्मा बाद, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं। हाउ ट्रू सैद अल्लाह तबारक व तआला, देयर इज नो वन दैट इज रियली आवर सपोर्ट। इफ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला मेक्स समवन आवर सपोर्ट इन दिस वर्ल्डली लाइफ, parents, or other things that happen in life, then it is He who has created them. Otherwise, in reality, it is He, the only one who gives us all that support. In a mother's stomach, who provides? Who is it that connects all our eyes, ears, noses and everything else in the mother's stomach? The mother got no control, she doesn't even know what is happening in her stomach. Then when we come into this world, again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He causes the blood of the mother to turn to milk. Look at Allah's factory. Blood turns now to milk. And Allah Ta'ala provides nourishment. Thereafter again, the accommodation, shelter, food, clothing, everything, to look at it. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is giving us all that support. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi. Everyone in this world will leave us. Nobody will accompany anyone into the grave. Nobody will help anyone in the grave. Again, it is only that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala if the person had built up, that connection with Allah Ta'ala if he had built up, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that will again become of help. You can reflect over this and go on and on. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi, siwa tere koi sahara nahi.
सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है। समंदर का साहिल पहाड़ों का दामन, बजुज आह के कुछ सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है।
समंदर का साहिल पहाड़ों का दामन, बजुज आह के कुछ हमारा नहीं। शोर्स ऑफ द ओशन एंड द एज ऑफ द माउंटेन्स, व्हाटएवर इट इज, बजुज आह के कुछ हमारा नहीं। Beside Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ah. Allah ta'ala kept the ah of his servant in his name, Allah wa shaykh al-shaykh wa ta'amat barakatum says, look at Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's love for his bandas, for his creation. Take all the names of the other gods and ma'buds. You won't find the ah of the servant in the name. Jesus Christ, Rama, Krishna, all other names, go on thinking. Nothing. You won't find the ah. Allah. If you look at it, there's more ah there than anything else. The banda and the servant of Allah Ta'ala, when he's in difficulty, when he's in pain, what does he say? Ah. Comes out from the heart, that ah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala included it in His name. That my Banda, you are there's nobody else to listen to except me. And any part of the night or day, I am there to listen to your Why lose hope in me? Whatever your condition may be, come back to me. Make Allah, come back. When a person is calling out Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then there is no question of day or night or running out of cell phone time. Or there's no connection, there's no signal, there's no this, no that, and you don't know what problems they have with all the other connections. Yeah, any time you can. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is getting his miraj above the seven heavens, above the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Going to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Going to the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And as of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is deep down the ocean. Darkness of the night, darkness of the stomach of the whale, and darkness of the ocean. And in those three darknesses, so many times we discuss this, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam calls out, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. And who listens to it? Allah Ta'ala listens to it. And he made it such that even it is mentioned in the tafsir that all those pebbles right down at the bottom of the ocean started reading the same tasbih. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. And Allah Ta'ala ordered the whale, this is not your food. Don't digest. Don't chew up. He is there. You have to accommodate him and look after him. Move around with him. Like how submarines move around. In those days they were saying, how can it happen? Deep down the ocean. How did he survive? And then man made submarines. How did they survive now? So Allah Ta'ala give aqal that you make submarine and you can survive, go up and down. So if I can make the real stomach submarine for my Yunus, why do you have a problem with that? So my young friends, mashallah, in such large numbers you are here. Don't lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is merciful, forgiving. Don't worry how far you have gone. But turn around. If you know that you have taken the wrong route, then now what is the purpose of going on and on in that direction and making your life miserable, restless, full of problems? Turn around. Come to Allah Ta'ala. Man may not forgive. Human beings, if somebody did something wrong, the stigma remains. After 50 years to say yes, but you remember the last time you stole something, you went to jail. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even makes the angels forget. Remove it from the book of deeds and make them forget also.
Siva tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siva tere koi hamara nahi hai. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai. Siva tere koi sahara nahi hai, siva tere koi sahara nahi hai, siva tere koi hamara nahi hai.
Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai. We are living in Durban, so the ocean is not far away. We all know what the waves of the ocean are like. There are many people in the world who haven't seen the ocean. We must not take it for granted that everyone, even in South Africa, has seen what the ocean looks like. In South Africa also, there are many, many people in different villages and remote areas, far, far away from Durban. They haven't seen what the ocean's waves look like. But we are in Durban, so we know what the waves of the ocean are. And therefore we take it for granted. We don't take any lessons from it. We don't look at the beauty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation. We don't look at the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Look at the water that He has put around. Huge, huge ships are plying there, bringing the goods from this part of the world, the other part of the world. And look at the amount of salt that Allah Ta'ala put into that ocean. And look at the kinds of fish that Allah Ta'ala put into the ocean. Millions and millions of fish. Just the sardine run up till now, they can't get over it. There's so much of sardines coming. And yet throughout the year, or rest of the year, where they go, nobody knows. With every technology that they have, all the progress that science has made, but last year they searched and searched and searched, and they said they don't know where sardines are. And yet they go deep down the ocean, they got submarines and they got everything. But they couldn't find where the sardines are. And then suddenly they come by the millions. So, samandar ka sahil, pahado ka daman, nahi khatma hoti hai mujhe musalsal mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi. The waves of the ocean, you go on and on and on, there's no stop. If we sit there and we just watch one wave, second wave, another wave, another wave, just carries on and on. So it's just like those waves of the ocean. Nahi khatma hoti hai mujhe musalsal, mere bahar gham ka kinara nahi. This ocean of love, Ya Allah, this ocean of your love. The waves of that ocean go on and on and on and on in my heart. Mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai. There is no end to those waves. For an ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in his loneliness also he is not lonely. In his seclusion he is not alone. Whether he is in the skies or whether he is on earth, whether he is in his home or wherever he is, if he is an ashik of Allah Ta'ala and he develops that love and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then those waves of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love are such that there is no intoxicant in this world which can give the person such a high without damaging his liver, lungs and everything else, like the love of Allah Ta'ala. That drink from the ocean of Allah Ta'ala's love and muhabbat. Then those waves flow in the hearts. And I can't help but repeating Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali when he says, when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes into my heart, then I have no words. The vocabulary of the languages of the world fails to put a description. Now what kind of kaifiyat must be talking about? Nahi khatm hoti hai mujhe musalsal mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi.
Siva tere koi sahara nahi hai, Siva tere koi hamara nahi hai. Koi kashti e gham ka hai na khuda bhi, koi kashti e gham ka hai na khuda bhi, meri mauj gham be sahara nahi hai. Siva tere koi sahara nahi hai, siva tere koi hamara nahi hai. ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai, siva tere koi sahara nahi hai, siva tere koi hamara nahi hai.
What a calamity is of an Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Ki Mohd Afzal Sahab Dhamat Barakatum. You can sense in this poetry his love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his understanding of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat and Marifat. He says, Nahi, ye akhtar usi ka hai, jo aap ka hai. He says, his name is Akhtar. So he says, I am the friend of that person, or I am the companion of that person, or I will love that person who is your lover, O Allah. If the person doesn't love you, if he doesn't consider your ahkam and your laws as important in his life, if he is not obedient to you, then even if he is my closest family member, that then he is not mine. He can be whatever relationship, but he is not mine because he is not yours. If he is not yours, then he is not mine. If he is yours, then I will do anything. Of course, that doesn't mean that we'll break off relationship with everybody. Let's understand it is poetry, but there's a haqiqat and reality in it. That if there is pressure, peer pressure, as we say, that do something and it is wrong, it is against Sharia, Quran and Sunnah, then says, I'm not going to support that in any way, can be anyone. So whoever loves you, O my Allah, then I love him. And if he doesn't love you, then he may be nodding acquaintance, but I don't love him. My love is for him who loves you, my Allah.
ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai, siva tere koi sahara nahi hai, siva tere koi sahara nahi hai, siva tere koi hamara nahi hai.
If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ours, then everything is ours. Then in whatever condition, the person can be in pain, can be in poverty, can be sometime in Guantanamo jail, can be like Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was in jail. But Allah was his and he was Allah Ta'ala's. Allah Ta'ala only knows what khidmat he takes from different people in different places. So that person will always be enjoying a kind of sukoon in the heart. Sukoon, tranquility, peace. Ya akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai. People always say, my contact. I've got a lot of contact. Everything can get solved. Any problem, I've got contact in the high places. Any kind of tender and all that, I've got contacts. Any kind of licenses, I've got contacts. Any kind of embezzlement and fraud, I've got contacts. Now, those contacts, they can't even help the person when there's a real need for the person. Those contacts afterwards, it's not prohibited. We are living in a world of means, so we can make use of contacts in the right way. There's nothing wrong with it, as long as we don't forget Allah Ta'ala. It's a world of means, just as we use other means. There's nothing wrong if the person has got some contact with somebody that can solve the problem in the proper legal way. There's nothing wrong. But to trust in others and think that they will solve all our problems, so then that person will be very, very disappointed somewhere along the line. یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی ویسے توفیق و عمل. This love so much in our hearts that it becomes easy for us to do everything that he has ordered and distance ourselves from everything that he has prohibited. Ya Rahim Ya Kareem. اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. ایوری ون ہیز آؤٹ سائڈ ہوم ایور اللہ تعالیٰ سے یو مسٹ لو وی لو سے مسن لو وی وونٹ لو. ایوری بڈی آؤٹ سائڈ ان سائڈ دا ہارٹ تو ہی تو. First we'll ask our Allah, we'll ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how should we do this or do that? Islam will tell us how to conduct our lives. Ay mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho tu hi tu, sab to ho bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu ho tu hi tu. قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ, اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو, سوجے مجھ کو کون مکان میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو, سوجے مجھ کو قالب جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو, سوجے مجھ کو سود و ضیاء میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ, اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہر یہ لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ, نو میٹر واٹ کین آف گلیٹر اینڈ گلیمر اینڈ شائن اینڈ ایوری تھنگ وی مے بی سین اینڈ میوزک اینڈ فن اینڈ انٹرٹینمنٹ اینڈ واٹ ایور مے بی اٹریکٹیو, آل دیٹ از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو ڈسٹریکٹ می, فار می از گوئنگ ٹو بی الا اللہ. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ, illallahu illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera, aur main tera yaar rahun. Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera, aur main tera yaar rahun. Mujhko faqat tujh se ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun, sarshar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahun. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir, wird zubaa mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Tere siwa ma'abude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsoode haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujoode haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhoode haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir, wird zubaa mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Oh Allah, bless me with protection. Nafs and shaitan, they both have destroyed me. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو دبا, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں, گو بد کردار و نام سیا, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. O Allah, there is no one more sinful than myself on the surface of the earth, but you too, my Allah, are Ghaffar, most forgiving, most forgiving. Therefore, forgive all my sins. Each one of us must think of ourselves as the worst of all sins. Mustn't think of ourselves very pious. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تادہ میں آخر, ورد صبح اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya arhamar rahimin, ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. 23rd night of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Together with such a large congregation of young friends, my Allah. My beloved Allah, we have come to your door. There is no other door for us besides your door. Ya Allah, this youth could have been anywhere. With the barakat of their coming, Ya Allah, you love young people when they grow up in ibadat. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We have extended our begging bowls before you. We are not extending before human beings. Ya Rabbi Kareem, your treasures are unlimited. The more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased we become. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Samandar ka sahil, pahado ka daavan, bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with the love of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that it becomes easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Rabbi Kareem, day and night we have used your ni'mats, your gifts, your bounties of sight, of hearing, of speech, of wealth, for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah besides you, He would have destroyed us. He would have destroyed us, my beloved Allah. But how loving you are. How caring you are. How compassionate you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear, travel around. Ey Rabbi Kareem, tonight, in this Mubarak night of the 23rd, we have extended our begging bowls before you and we are seeking total forgiveness of all our sins. Change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our thoughts. Ey Rabbi Kareem, bless us with your closeness, with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen, with tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us, my Allah, with tawakkul and trust in you. Ey Rabbi Kareem, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Shaitan wants to see us destroyed, wants to see us humiliated. Shaitan wants to see us disgraced. Shaitan wants to drag us down the gutters of shame and embarrassment. Shaitan wants to see us in Jahannam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Make us your friends, your walis. take us on the road that leads to you, to Jannat, to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabaah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hu main teri pana. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with contentment, with plentiful of halal rizq and sustenance. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from adultery, from fornication, from stealing, from gambling, from taking drugs, from wine, from haram women. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fill our hearts with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of shukr, with the noor of tawakkul and trust in you. Give us some taste, my beloved Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman in our hearts. Give us a little taste of your muhabbat by Allah, so that we give up everything that is displeasing to you. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we are enjoying sins because we haven't tasted your muhabbat. Apni muhabbat ki chashni hame de de. Ey Rabbi Kareem, hame apna bana le, hamara ban ja. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our times. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many people who are sick and ailing. They are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, throughout the world, my beloved Allah. We know that sometimes sicknesses, ailments, pain and suffering can be a rahmat and a mercy and a test. But even if it is in the form of a mercy, my Allah, change it to the mercy of good health. Change the poverty to the mercy of good wealth. Change the weakness to the mercy of strength. Ey Rabbi Kareem, save us and protect us, because we are extremely weak servants of yours. We are not like the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Ey Rabbi Kareem, hamara iman bahut hi kamzor hai, kamzor hai, kamzor. Hamare hal par raham farma le, raham farma le. Ab to maaf farma, ab to maaf farma, ab to maaf farma. How long are we going to walk the path of sins? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Ey Rabbi Kareem, accept each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, you are well aware of what the difficulties are, what the hardships are, what the pain and suffering is of each and every individual who has raised his or her head. With your fazl and kindness, remove the difficulties, pain, suffering. You are well aware of the good wishes, good desires, aspirations that is in the hearts of each and every one. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. Throughout the world where mankind is suffering, my Allah, remove the pain and suffering with your fazl and your kindness, especially at present in Palestine, in Pakistan, my Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Millions of people. Hey, mere Allah, as we were enjoying our sehris and iftar, Hey Rabbi Kareem, the flood waters were dragging them. Their homes were being washed away. Ey Allah, unke upar raham farma. We know it is because of our sins that mankind is suffering around the globe. Forgive us and remove their suffering. Ey Rabbi Kareem, hume sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de. Bless us with a life of dignity, life of respect, life of honor. Save us from embarrassment, disgrace, humiliation. Ey Rabbi Kareem, bless us with honesty and truthfulness in our lives. Hamara zahir bhi durust kar de, batin bhi durust kar de. Let our outward and inner self, Ey Rabbi Kareem, that they be truthfulness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have gone for umrahs, make the umrahs maqbool and mabroor. And those who are going for hajj or planning for hajj, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Remove their obstacles. Ay Allah, unke liye hajj asan kar de, mabroor kar de. Ay Rabbe Kareem, those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Give them jannatul firdaus. Give their family members kith and kin, sabr jameel, ajr azim. And when the time of our departure comes, which is sure to come, ek din marna hai akhir maut. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, rave club, popping drugs in our mouth, committing adultery, fornication, or watching some porn site, or watching some haram movie, or having some filthy magazine in our hands. Hey Rabbi Kareem, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi, tujhpe ek din khaak dali jayegi. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni. Hey Rabbi Kareem. So the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Tamanna hai ki gulzar-e-Madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyar-e-khud same hoti, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, O Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks, drugs, vices, evil, bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from, protect us and the Ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. So the next two is pour your hearts before Allah. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Make sure now your cars are not obstructing those who are leaving out. That is no. Occupy yourself before you go to rest. Read some surahs and move. Night and evening duas. And then rest a little while and get up early. Or read till you can read. Especially those in i'tikaf. It's a eve of Jumu'ah. The night of Jumu'ah, Friday night, Mubarak night, is the Durood Sharif recitation. Who knows if Allah Ta'ala wills the recitation of the Durood Salaam gets accepted, our sincere Tawbah gets accepted, then the person may even have Ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But even if he doesn't get Ziyarat all his life, but is obedient to Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And even if he dreams every night and every day, but he is in his actions and deeds far away from the sunnahs and from the practices of Islam, then it's a cause of concern. But it is a Muslim's desire that he wants to see in a dream, at least in this world, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then of course it will depend on how clean the heart is. If a person sees Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clean shaven with suit and tie, then that means that the person got the potential, but he's far away still. So now he must change his life. That's what it means. Lots of people get very happy with the dream, but in the dream means lots of things. So it just depends on our mirror, our hearts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah to the best for both worlds. And in the Mubarak days and nights that's left, Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do something that will benefit us in this world, in the qabr, and in the akhirat. And believe me, life will be very enjoyable. Those into whose heart shaitan whispers that your life will become boring, boring. So you must think that shaitan is doing some boring into your hearts. When shaitan says your life will become boring, so he's actually boring into our hearts through his whispers. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala gives such beautiful life. Because everything depends on the condition within the heart. And when Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased, then He creates the conditions of happiness. This crying before Allah Ta'ala is not for whole day the person sit and cry. After that with the family, with the friends, there's cheer, there's laughter, there's eating, there's drinking, make use of namas of Allah Ta'ala, travel and then see how much of enjoyment Allah Ta'ala gives if you are obedient to it. But if you are not obedient, you will have everything. But the hearts, Allah Ta'ala makes it restless, restless. I mentioned that one day that young boy from the university, I was walking towards my office there, towards the room, and it was after Zohar or something. And he was hysterical. Yes, then. Allah, please make dua, please make dua, please make dua. What dua will you tell me? You couldn't even speak properly. And he said, you know, I was involved with one Hindu woman, a Hindu girl at the varsity, and she's pregnant. Now the family says they'll beat me up, they'll shoot me, and they'll do this, and they'll do that, and all my life is in danger. I don't know what to do. So a little while of pleasure, but what happened after that? Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nazamat. And in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, there's sukoon in the heart. The person enjoys sukoon. Nothing to fear.